Chapter 17. Then the lot fell for the tribe of Manasseh, because he was Joseph's firstborn. Since Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh and the father of Gilead, was a man of war, he received Gilead and Bashan. And the lot fell for the rest of the descendants of Manasseh according to their families. For the sons of Abiezer, the sons of Helek, the sons of Azriel, the sons of Shechem, the sons of Hepher, and the sons of Shemaiah. These were the descendants of Manasseh the son of Joseph, the males according to their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, did not have sons, only daughters. And these were the names of his daughters: Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. So they presented themselves before Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the chieftains, saying,
"It was Jehovah who commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers."
So at the order of Jehovah, he gave them an inheritance among the brothers of their father. There were also 10 allotments that fell to Manasseh apart from the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of the Jordan. For the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance along with his sons, and the land of Gilead became the property of the rest of the descendants of Manasseh. And the boundary of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmetheth, which faces Shechem, and the boundary continued toward the south to the land of the inhabitants of Entappuah. The land of Tappuah became Manasseh's, but Tappuah on Manasseh's boundary belonged to the descendants of Ephraim. And the boundary went down to the Wadi of Cana, south of the Wadi. There were cities of Ephraim among the cities of Manasseh, and the boundary of Manasseh was on the north of the Wadi, and it ended at the sea. To the south it belonged to Ephraim, and to the north it belonged to Manasseh, and the sea was his boundary. And on the north they reached to Asher, and on the east to Issachar. In the territories of Issachar and Asher, Manasseh was given Bethshean and its dependent towns, Ibleam and its dependent towns, the inhabitants of Dor and its dependent towns, the inhabitants of Endor and its dependent towns, the inhabitants of Taanach and its dependent towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its dependent towns, 3 of the heights. But the descendants of Manasseh were not able to take possession of these cities. The Canaanites persisted in dwelling in this land. When the Israelites grew strong, they subjected the Canaanites to forced labor, but they did not drive them out entirely. The descendants of Joseph said to Joshua,
"Why have you given us as an inheritance only one lot and one allotment?
We are a numerous people, for Jehovah has blessed us until now."
Joshua replied to them, "If you are such a numerous people, go up to the forest and clear out a place for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaim, since the mountainous region of Ephraim is too cramped for you." Then the descendants of Joseph said,
"The mountainous region is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who are dwelling in the land of the valley have war chariots with iron scythes, both those in Bethshean and its dependent towns, and those in the valley of Jezreel."
So Joshua said this to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, "You are a numerous people, and you have great power. You will not receive only one lot, but the mountainous region will also be yours. Although it is a forest, you will clear it, and it will be the extremity of your territory. For you will drive away the Canaanites, even though they are strong and have war chariots with iron scythes."